You're listening to SBS News.
The devastation was raw in the weeks and months following the strongest earthquake to ever strike Papua New Guinea. 160 people were killed in the initial quake. That and nearly 200 aftershocks triggered deadly landslides. More than 20,000 people were left homeless in Hela and the Southern Highlands. UNICEF's representative in Papua New Guinea, David McLaughlin, says schools and hospitals were forced to close and vital resources were scarce.
A lot of the water sources were contaminated, found that a lot of the rainwater collections were destroyed. There was no access to clean water, and a lot of kids were suffering from waterborne diseases. And of course, the hospitals were both disrupted and the lake as well.
1 year on, many of the immediate humanitarian needs have been met, but those on the ground say the deeper developmental impacts of the disaster remain. PNG's Finance Minister, James Marape, has prioritised rebuilding schools and ensuring access to a high standard of education.
I'd like to see investment into the area of making sure all our schools are functioning, our classrooms are up to speed and teachers are also maintained. You know, many of them were collapsed during the earthquake.
Access to hospitals and medical treatment has, for the most part, been restored. But paediatrician Rose Hosea says child malnutrition is a persistent issue in the areas affected.
Not just because of the earthquake. Malnutrition was here even before the earthquake, long before. We have a really big problem. Mainly because of some, because of negligence, others because of socioeconomic status. They cannot afford like proper meals.
Inter-clan fighting also complicated the delivery of aid after the earthquake. Earlier this month, two warring factions signed a peace agreement, which brought an end to years of conflict responsible for more than 50 deaths. A man from one of the factions says he is hoping to restore normality to his community.
I don't want to fight anymore because now I want to have some change in my area. I want some service. I want some normal life to be restored in my area.
The peace accord has instilled hope for a better future as PNG's highland regions continue to recover. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.